Since June 1st, 360 COVID-19 cases have been confirmed in Garfield County. County public health data show that a whopping 86% of people testing positive for the virus are unvaccinated.
And at this point, I really have to say that what we're seeing in case counts that are going up are preventable because they're in our unvaccinated population.
Wyvonne Long is the director of Garfield County Public Health. She updated Garfield County commissioners at this week's meeting, adding that slightly less than 20% of those testing positive were fully vaccinated or breakthrough cases.
We expected about anywhere between a 12 and 18% breakthrough rate, and that's we're falling right into that.
100% of Garfield County residents hospitalized for COVID have been unvaccinated. Of the 9 COVID deaths, 5 were unvaccinated and 2 were the result of long-term care facility outbreaks due to unvaccinated staff. Long said that county vaccinations are slogging along at a lower rate, and that most cases are coming out of the western part of the county.
For the past 30 days, Parachute, Battlement, Mesa have had the highest number of reported cases, which is 74. Riflehead, 72. Silthead, 29. And comparatively, Glenwood Springs and Carbondale had a combined 75 cases. So nearly two-thirds of our total case count have come from 3 of our communities.
50% of county residents have been vaccinated and 63% have had their first dose. But she said to reach 70% vaccination, more than 4,000 residents still need at least the first dose. Commissioner Tom Jankowski added that people can also get sick to increase herd immunity. Long disagreed.
But Tom, please.
I mean, there's a Cleveland report out on, it just came out on immunity from being sick. So, I mean, there's...
Well, yes, you do have immunity, but it's not long-lasting immunity. And it has even been proven when in reports that if you have had the disease, yes, you're offered about a 90-day, maybe, immunity. I mean, there's still those studies out there.
The report says 10 months. But...
Okay, we can debate that at another time.
Right.
But at the same time,
Long said that if those who've had the disease got just one dose of a Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, it would increase by 4 times their antibodies against COVID-19. She added that plenty of information is available for those who have tested positive for the virus.
If you have any questions at all around having tested positive and what your next step should be or what your precautions should be, give us a call. We're more than happy to help walk you through that.
You can find Garfield County Public Health contact information, COVID-19 data, and more at garfield-county.org. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.